Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Okay, Jeremy. So, I'm recording, you're recording, right?
Right.
Okay, because you suddenly stopped me mid-conversation in the pre-show talk and said that we have to start recording because I'm reading you a story that says that a gift shop at the Coronado Springs Resort painted over a mural. So Panchitos, which when I asked you what Panchitos was, you didn't know.
Yeah, right.
And you're supposed to be Mr. Coronado Springs, just saying.
Yeah.
Apparently they are doing a remodel of the gift shop. And again, they are, according to WWNT, going for a more contemporary feel and modern feel. And so they have, they had a Three Caballeros mural that was in that gift shop that's been painted over, and they removed the donkey burrito. Yeah. That pulled the merchandise cart in the store. And suddenly you, at that point, you said that we needed to stop and start recording. So why? Why? It's just, they painted something, dude.
Because this, of all the things that we talk about Disney losing whimsy, or like we've talked about before, the Cabana Bay Hotel over at Universal and how it's like this great 60s style hotel, and removing the donkey and covering the Three Caballeros mural in this gift shop is just Disney like turning their back on what's fun about this resort. Like, I'm all for going for a more modern feel, but keep it the Mexican hotel that it is, you know, and like keep it Disney. This is not the Grand Floridian. No one is going to Coronado Springs and saying like, oh, they have a life-size cartoon donkey pulling a merchandise cart. Like, I didn't pay $150 a night or whatever to have a cartoon donkey in my gift shop. Like, this hotel is themed to Mexico. Panchitos is, and you kind of have to hit that T pretty hard because saying Panchitos sounds a lot like the chip. So Panchitos.
Okay. I'm gonna go get me some Cheetos now. But go ahead, keep talking while I'm getting those.
It's like, I don't know. It bugs me when I, okay, so what I feel like is Disney's afraid to be too whimsical. Like, they're afraid to put themselves out there and say, like, this is supposed to be fun. Like, they want everything to be cool and modern, you know? Like, let me put this in context of something that I remember this happening. So, back in the day, the Apple Podcasts app used to, if you swiped up on the album art of the podcast it was playing, had a little reel-to-reel tape recorder behind there. And the tape would realistically move between the left reel and the right reel, and one would move slower when it had more tape on it and would move faster, you know, as it needed to rotate faster. And it was like this photorealistic tape, reel-to-reel tape recorder hiding behind the album art. You never needed to see it. It obviously didn't do anything. But in a software update, Apple just removed it. And my thought about that was, what was that hurting? Like, that was a funny, fun little thing they did. Somebody spent a day probably making that. And when I hear about the gift shop in Coronado Springs, which is a moderate resort, which is a nice resort, I think it was nice, if a little boring in the rooms. Like, the actual rooms were a little boring, but the main lobby area was pretty, and it has a great view of the lake, and the gift shop was fun, and Cafe Rick's is a nice restaurant, and the ornamentation where you check in and check out and stuff is great. Like, it's a fine resort. I mean, Claire and I love to stay there, but just the removal of this little donkey, like, somebody had to go in there and say, I don't want this in here anymore. Like, this is too, what, silly, I guess. I don't know. But I reject this move to try to make this hotel, I don't even know. It feels like they want it to be fancy, you know?
Well, like, and I think, okay, so here's the thing. I think that's exactly what they do want, because I think what's happening is
Coronado. But it's not a deluxe resort.
But Coronado Springs has something going for it. And again, the Dubda, I will give credit to WWNT because they pointed out they feel, you know, that the resort is continuing to move to be more tailored for business and convention center use, which is what Coronado Springs has that the other moderate resorts don't have, a convention center, right?
Right.
And the other place with a convention center, is there any other convention? I mean, because what? The Contemporary has a convention center, right?
Sure.
And I think that's the only other one. And so I think they're kind of moving to that same sort of feel, right? Like if you want the whimsical, we've got Pop Century, we've got Art of Animation, we've got the we've got the All-Star for all of that stuff. But if you want a more, you know, and if you want a whimsical moderate, we've got Port Orleans. But this is where business people come, and business people want to see business things, and business things apparently include not a donkey. I am not saying that I personally agree with this. I find it amusing that we are, you know, and we talked about this just last week, right? That we both completely expected IP to make its way into Epcot when the new nighttime show opens, because IP goes in everything now because we're synergizing everything. And then suddenly they pulled some IP, maybe not so much with Burrito the Donkey, but definitely with the Three Caballeros, pulled some IP out of the store. And it's also worth noting that this is mid-remodel, so maybe there's going to be some... Maybe Burrito is just getting reef.
I hope so.
But the other thing that
What businessman is at a convention and they go to the gift shop and they're like, this is too fun and nice.
Yes,
I want
because,
this to be boring.
Because all of us are going to conventions to try to have... And going to a convention on Walt Disney World property,
right?
So that we can have as little fun as possible,
right? I don't understand this, and like I don't feel like they're going to replace the mural.
No,
unless somebody's going to come in and repaint a mural, like that's a pretty clear, you know, line in the sand. Like this
is
gone,
and so murals, plural, I guess, to clarify, and. They put like tile work over where those were. So yeah, those aren't that looks done.
Yeah,
definitely. I think they could still put some character type stuff in it, but I think it definitely looks like it's going to, they're kind of downplaying that aspect of it. And yeah, it's kind of sad to see that. I'm wondering if it's not more of a separation of the things, though. I don't know, to hear you describe Coronado as it was, wasn't that character centric? I mean, wasn't that fun character centric in comparison to, again, say a Pop Century, right? Or an All Stars or something like that.
Well,
it wasn't that kind of fun, whimsical anyway, right?
Well, I would say none of Disney's hotels, room wise, in the rooms themselves, I would say that none of Disney's hotels are that whimsical. Or fun, or themed, really. I mean, the Pop is now. I mean, after their big remodel, Pop is definitely like themed. That's the best hotel they have when it comes to room theming and continuity from the theming of the hotel itself to the inside of the rooms. I think that whole hotel has a very consistent theme now, and I really, really like it. I think we spent a whole episode,
yes,
a couple of years ago,
just rooms
heaping praise on it. Oh my gosh, they're great! Every single one of them is awesome, because that got us talking about how you would have like value plus, moderate plus, you know, that kind of stuff. Because I mean, Pop just is that much better than Art of Animation and All Star everything.
Yeah, All Stars is definitely value at this
right.
at this point. I think.
But I mean, even like I have not been in a room at a deluxe resort, but even, you know, the photos you sent, the photos I've seen in like the Polynesian rooms and stuff, they look like hotel rooms, you know, like the California, the Contemporary looks like a nice hotel room. The Polynesian, you know, are vaguely themed to Polynesian, you know, look, but not really. And the Grand Californian, I mean, they look like a nice hotel room, but none of them really carry the theme of the hotel itself into the guest room.
See, I think I would disagree with that, because I think the Contemporary does pull, because the Contemporary itself, again, is not overtly themed.
It's like the Disneyland hotel.
The theme is sleek, nice hotel, and the room is sleek, nice hotel room. So I think that does successfully carry the theme of the hotel in, even though that theme isn't inherently Disney, right?
And maybe Contemporary and Grand Floridian are tough. You know, they're tough to criticize in that way, because neither of them are really themed. You know, Grand Floridian is supposed to be this really nice upscale luxury hotel from I don't even know what decade. You know, I don't even know what they're going for there. But and the Contemporary is kind of the opposite. It's supposed to be a really nice hotel of the future. So, you know, maybe it's unfair to criticize them in that way, because they don't really have a theme to carry through necessarily. But, you know, certainly Caribbean Beach, aside from a oceany color scheme, doesn't really carry that theme in. You know, it's basically like a Best Western or Holiday Inn type of motel in Coronado too. I have extensive experience in Coronado, and they have some what would you call it? It's like crown molding, but it's wallpaper.
I don't know what that's called, but I definitely know what you're talking about.
An 8-inch tall like strip of wallpaper just goes along the mm-hmm. ceiling. I mean, they've got that, and it's some Mexican colors, but every single one of those rooms has a faux stone countertop, one sink. You know, you go in the bathroom, it's a standard hotel bathroom with white tile and a tub and a white curtain. The TV's on a wood TV stand. There's a little desk next to that with a black chair.
Disney moderate hotel
room. Right. Basically. Yeah. But I would say the standard moderate hotel room, full stop. Like in America, you know, that's what gets me, is it does not feel like a Disney moderate room. You know, like, so you walk into Coronado through the main doors in the lobby. You're greeted by this fountain. It's a pretty Spanish tile fountain. To the right is where you go and check in, and there's columns, and it's very ornate. And to the left is Panchitos, and then there's a quick service little area where you can buy some Mexican pastries. There's a lounge on the other side of that, and then there's a Mexican restaurant. I don't remember the name of it, but there's a Mexican restaurant down the hall that has a very, very nice looking entrance with a fountain and some Spanish tile again. So I feel like, and they have a breakfast buffet that is, again, it's got those flags, which I really need to learn the names of what I'm talking about, but it's got those Mexican decorative flags. And like all of this stuff just looks really nice. Like the main building of Coronado Springs was very clearly, there was a lot of care taken in theming that to the theme of the hotel. And I would say to some extent, the outsides of all of the buildings, and Coronado Springs is a very large hotel. Like we've talked about how sprawling it is. They have 5 or 6 bus stops, I think. Like it's a huge. And I would say to a lesser extent, some of the buildings at Coronado Springs on the outside are themed, but then you go into these rooms and there's nothing. It's like the farther you get away from that main building, the less of Coronado Springs you have, and the more of just this like motel experience you get. And that's what bugs me. And so for them to take some of that theming and fun and whimsy away from this main building really bums me out, because Claire and I really love that hotel and we know that hotel. And this kind of news, if they're going to continue to remove these things, if they don't put burrito back in the gift shop, as silly as it sounds, that's something that would stop us from staying there. Because we can get a better experience if we go stay in the French Quarter.
Right.
And I know that, you know, I'm an advocate of, like, you are there to sleep and shower. And that's pretty much it. Like, your hotel room is kind of an unimportant aspect of your trip if you think about it purely, just purely mathematically. Like, you are going to experience your hotel room probably the least of anything you do on a Disney vacation.
But if you do it our way anyway.
Right. But it helps, you know, it helps to walk into your room and to continue that, like, wow, Disney really cares about this. Disney really cares about my experience everywhere. Disney cares that my room looks great and it feels great. And my whole point in this is just it bums me out to see them possibly taking this hotel that I love and making it into something that is more like a Best Western and less like a Disney hotel.
Yeah, and as much as it is that a room is a... So our, I feel like our argument that we've both made that a room is simply a place to stay is... This is why I'm not going to go and spend crazy money for a deluxe resort, right?
Right, yes.
That's the reason why we say that. But if there is a resort that is better than another resort, in a, you know, subjectively better, then, and it's going to cost me the same amount of money, why would I not go stay at that other resort? And so
right.
What you're saying is, why wouldn't I go and stay at this other resort? And yeah, looking at, so while we've been talking, I did actually pull up some pictures of Panchito's Classic, as I will now call it. And yeah, so Burrito, I did not realize he is a Disney character. And yeah, I can totally see that the way that he looks and the way his cart looked compared to the cart that's there now, I don't think he's gone for refurb, dude. He's straight up gone.
And he's like a main part of it. Like, he's there at the entrance. You walk into the entrance of that gift shop and you're immediately greeted by Burrito.
Right. Well, and it's like just the entrance itself looks significantly different because they took Panchito away from Panchito. Right? Panchito is one of the three caballeros, and that is who this place is named after. And so on the old sign, he's there on the sign, and now it's just Panchito. So yeah, I get what you're saying. I think I get where Disney's trying to go with this, and that they're like, we've got, you know, I guess so in the deluxe resorts, right? You've got the Contemporary and Grand Floridian for the people, or heck, and even the Wilderness Lodge, right? For people who don't really want the, I would say, I'll say it like this. The Contemporary and the Grand Floridian for people who just want a nice hotel. And then right. You've got the Wilderness Lodge. That's a nice hotel with a little bit. And then you've got places like Animal Kingdom Lodge and Polynesian if you want a themed deluxe stay. And yeah. So I just wonder if this isn't more of a, for those people who don't want a themed stay in a moderate level, let's give them another option. Because it sounds like Caribbean Beach could be considered that. I can't speak to it because I haven't been there, but maybe they're trying to create either an option or another option with Coronado Springs. But I also totally get how, if that is the place that you know, which it is, that's the place that you like to stay, it kind of sucks when your preferred resort becomes the one they decide to do that to.
Right. Well, and what's weird now is with Pop Century being how it is, Disney's put me in a position where I'm like, why would I not stay there?
Time to downgrade.
Right, but it's kind of an upgrade.
Oh, I know,
It's a technical downgrade, but it's an upgrade in experience, and I feel like we're in a transitionary period, you know, kind of the way we are with Hollywood Studios, where like everything is changing, and that whole park is kind of, with Toy Story Land and Galaxy's Edge, is kind of getting a new life, and it'll be interesting to see what that looks like when Galaxy's Edge is actually done. I am interested in what the value versus moderate resort kind of what the kind of comparison is going to be like as they start to refurb these hotels. You know, it's been long, you know, scheduled that Coronado Springs was going to get a renovation, and
well, and they're building that new building over there too, right?
Right, yeah. A big tower. Like it looks impressive, but I feel like now, you know, before I didn't know exactly what, you know, to expect from there, but I feel like now that tower is just going to be a really nice block of regular old rooms for people who are there for for people who are there for conventions. You know, the way that hotels near the Las Vegas Convention Center are, you know, where they have just like loads and loads and loads of rooms and easy transport to the convention center. You know, I think it totally makes sense for Coronado Springs to just have like the most rooms, because if people are going to have a convention there, you need a lot of hotel rooms, and the more hotel rooms you can have at the resort that the convention's at, more power to you. But I'm looking forward to, in the next, you know, decade or so, how do value and moderate resorts kind of compare to each other? Because deluxe is its own thing, you know, price-wise and theming-wise. Like, if only just because the doors open internally. You know, you come out of your room in the Polynesian and you're inside. You come out of your room in a value resort and a moderate resort and you're outside. So, I mean, I feel like deluxe resorts are their own thing and they don't really factor into this much.
It like, becomes much more apples and oranges versus
right.
Value and moderate can be an apples to apples comparison.
Yeah. And so I'm like, as this kind of shakes out and as we see what Disney does with Caribbean Beach and what Disney does with Port Orleans, what does this look like? What do these hotels start to look like? Because they desperately need a change. They desperately need a refresh. And I think Disney has proven with Pop Century that they can do something that is truly valuable, like truly valuable to the resort, while still maintaining the consistent theming that I want, that I think a lot of people would enjoy, even if they don't, you know, walk into Coronado Springs right now and say, wow, this is, you know, kind of boring. But I think if they could walk into a room like a Pop Century room and see those kind of pop art posters and in the bathroom, you know, have some theming in the bathroom, like that's something that I don't think you miss until you've seen it. Then you don't have it in another hotel. But I think it's something that people don't necessarily know they're missing until they've had it.
Well, and that's...
Does that make sense?
To some extent, though, that's a Disney thing, right? To convince somebody who has been to Six Flags, let's say, that they need to go to Disney...
Exactly.
Because this is so much... It's so different than a Six Flags. That's hard to convince people of because... Right. Six Flags is a theme park. Walt Disney World is a theme park. I've been to a theme park. Why would I want to go to another theme park? And what you're looking for is a hotel experience that does the same sort of thing.
Trying to convince someone that a themed queue is important, who is used to a Six Flags queue where you just stand in turnstiles or in a switchbacks
and
look
queue,
at
basically.
Your phone.
Yeah.
And look at your phone for 30 minutes while you wait for the roller coaster. It's hard to convince them until they've been in a queue like Tower of Terror or Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, where it's like, okay, a good, well thought out, entertaining queue is important. And it is valuable in getting you prepared to experience this attraction. So yeah, no, that is a perfect comparison.
You know, I do what I can. So yeah, hopefully what we see here is Disney goes this way with Coronado and, well, hopefully Panchitos, this is all like the in-between phase before it becomes even more awesome.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to be the case, but hopefully. Barring that, hopefully what? Streamlining, contemporizing, modernizing. Coronado gives them freedom to maybe go, maybe they can suddenly be more whimsical at another resort, right?
Yeah. So my hope is, if this is what they're doing to Coronado, as much as I love that hotel, if this is what they're doing to Coronado Springs, if they're going to modernize it and make it into a businessy, you know, more stodgy, well, stodgy is not the right word, but a more plain, less fun hotel, I hope that they just do that. Go all the way with it. Make this the one. Make this the hotel that has a million rooms.
It's a nice hotel, but it's a hotel.
Right. Yes, it's got, make it the one with the most rooms that all the convention people stay at, that those people are happy, and then just go ham on the rest of them. That's my big hope, is that they'll go 100% for it and make the other hotels, like you said, you know, feel more free to make those other hotels more fun and whimsical. I think that'll do it for this episode. You can follow us on Twitter at MTM Podcast. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. And you can visit us on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And until then, have a magical day.